I told Deb that I thought maybe today you would have 11 pipers piping. So short it is that we make the Christmas season, and it doesn't need to be shortened, it needs to be lengthened to its full extent. Every day, something different, something new. We spend a great deal of time, you know, opening up the calendars in December to every special day, but we probably should do it for all 12 days of Christmas. Who are these magi? We get the word magic from them. They certainly weren't kings, but we make them out to be kings. They were probably of the priestly caste of Zoroastrians. They didn't represent all the corners of the globe, but probably were from deep in Iran. And they followed the stars, the cosmos, and they interpreted them. And they wonder what the Christmas star might be. Perhaps Jupiter aligning with Saturn when it's directly overhead, as it was over over Bethlehem. They followed that star. They came and they did all the diplomatic things, stopping by Herod's place. But Herod was a treacherous man. Herod had his first wife and his child exiled. Herod had his second wife and her three children executed. This man was so insecure, there was a wrong person to stop by to see. But they did. And then they went on and they encountered the baby and his mother and Joseph. And they offered what they offered, the traditional gold and frankincense and myrrh. But it says they were changed by the encounter. By the encounter with Christ, and the hope and the promise and the fulfillment of what was to be, they determined to return by a different route. We were also reminiscing back in the days when we celebrated 12 days of Christmas. My relatives did round robin for 12 days. They were all very happy the whole time. But we used to mark the lintels of the doors. And my first pastor, he was very happy those days as he went from house to house and put on the lintels in chalk the year that it was, and the C and the B and the M, marking it for Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, and their visit. But it actually stood for some Latin words, Christus, Mansionem, Benedicat. Christ blesses this house. I don't know if you've had your home blessed. I'm not taking you up on any offers either. But it is blessed by your being there and by your experiences and sharing them with your children. The blessing of the Lord. This is an outward sign here of a bigger family. And that's what Epiphany is. The revelation and the manifestation of Christ for all people. That's why we have Paul's reading to the Ephesians. not for one group of people, but for all people. These are remarkable times we're living in. You're probably as astounded as I am with what's going on in the world today. And I don't know how to take things. I've got mixed feelings, and I'm sure people here do too. You know, there are people in Miami and Texas and Arizona celebrating the replacement of Herod in Venezuela. But they also wonder and worry, as they do in Chicago and Milwaukee, what's going to take place now? Who's going to be in charge? Can you imagine our country if 25% of the people had to leave? And that's what they did in Venezuela. And all the other sad spots in the world, we have reason to bring joy and light. That our encounter with Christ should make a difference, that we would return by a different route ourselves as a result of our encounter. That's what the message of this day is. She was also saying she's going to New Orleans, one of my favorite towns. And I hope she gets some king cake when she's down there. Purple and green and gold. And find baby Jesus there too. And that. And those celebrations will continue now from today, Epiphany, all the way to Ash Wednesday. And every neighborhood and every families as they and neighbors would gather, and they have their balls and celebrations all the way to Fat Tuesday. And they leave Fat Tuesday for the Texans and the amateurs. You know a little bit about the history of New Orleans. But the Lord is made and revealed to you. And you should not give in to the Herods of the world. But you should make a difference as a result of that encounter. The light is in you. And to see that light, too, reflected in others. We have a new full moon. I'm a person of the cosmos. See what's going on. I don't believe these things all happen by accident. But the hand of God is at work in your world and my world too. Blessings, and do what you can, because our Pope leads 1.3 million believers, but there's about 8 billion people in the world. So there's more to do, more word to get out, more people to make known that the Christ, the light, the revelation, the hope, the promise, the resurrection is for all. And that God would gift them with faith too. We pray. Amen.